Scientists continue to keep a nervous eye on North America's eastern monarch butterfly population. That population has dropped by more than 80% over the past decade. A study published this week in the journal Scientific Reports suggests there's a substantial chance monarchs could be quasi-extinct within the next 20 years. The Toledo Zoo is hoping to counter that threat with its captive breeding program, and they're very encouraged by news that 9 monarch butterflies released last fall in Toledo have been spotted in the monarch's winter home of central Mexico. Ryan Walsh is with the Toledo Zoo. Ryan, why is finding these 9 butterflies from your zoo in central Mexico so important?
Well, it's just a great representation that we are having at least a little bit of an impact. And our monarch program, part of the monarch releases are really to get the public excited, to learn about monarchs, and to understand what this whole migration is about and why they should protect monarch butterflies. We actually have a Adopt a Monarch program that we do here where people can get involved, and for a very small fee, they can adopt one of the monarchs that we release. And we tag all of our monarchs with Kansas University Monarch Watch tags, so they actually have unique identifiers on them. And for a great example, 4 of those 9 that were released this year were actually people who adopted the monarch. So that's pretty much guaranteed. Those 4 families are going to be really into monarchs now. And everybody who participated is going to be excited that some of the ones that were raised here at the Toledo Zoo made it all the way down to Mexico.
Explain to us, Ryan, the importance of the monarch's winter trip to Mexico. I mean, a lot of us would like to be there with the monarchs, but this is very important just in their life cycle.
Yeah, so absolutely. Monarchs, unlike some of the other butterflies that are native here, they're not hardy over the winter. So at no point in their life cycle can they live through the strong winter, although this year is not a great example of it. So they actually have to migrate down to a warmer climate. And it's not super warm. We're actually up at higher elevations in Mexico where they overwinter. But they fly down there over winter, and then as the temperatures start warming up, they re-migrate back up to the north. And typically what they're doing is actually following their larval host plant, so the milkweed. Monarchs rely on milkweed for their larvae to eat, and they'll actually follow the milkweed as it progresses up into the north. So once you start seeing milkweed sprouting in Texas and Oklahoma, you start to see the northward migration.
Now, I know the Toledo Zoo has what's called this captive breeding program, and essentially you're breeding them in your greenhouse in Toledo and then releasing them into the wild, so basically trying to beef up the monarch butterfly population?
Well, to a certain extent. So our captive breeding population is only one part of our monarch conservation program, and really the captive breeding population is just to get excitement with the monarchs. There are millions of monarchs across the country. So releasing 100, 200, even 700 like we did last year, it's not going to have a huge impact. But what does have the impact is the outreach component of that. So when I release that with a group of kids or a group of donors or just even random people who come to the zoo, by getting to participate in something like that, they get really, really excited about monarchs. And then we always pair those releases with information about what people can do, what they can take home and do in their own backyard. And that's really the big component of our monarch conservation program. So we actually also have our Urban Prairie Initiative, which is, I think, in some sense, a lot more about monarch conservation. And in that case, we've taken abandoned lots and mowed lawns around the Toledo area and converted them to prairies. And prairies are really going to be the bread and butter of monarch habitat. That's where milkweed grows, and that's where all of their food sources, the adult food sources, grow.
Well, I know people listening who love seeing monarch butterflies are going to want to hear what it is you tell people. What's the best way we can make our yards hospitable to monarchs?
So if you have a flower garden, you're already halfway there. So monarchs will, the adult butterflies will nectar on pretty much any flower that you have there. We encourage you to plant as many natives as possible. There's many benefits to the natives, not just the monarchs, but to all of our native pollinators. But any flower is going to be used by a nectar source. But then if you really want to have an impact on the monarch population, one of the most important things is to plant milkweed in your backyard. Once you start looking into it, there are a lot of different species of milkweed. A lot of people kind of scoff at that common milkweed, weed is in the common name, so I don't want to plant weeds in my backyard. However, there are lots of species of milkweed that aren't as invasive as common milkweed, and really incorporating that into your yard is going to provide a site for the entire life cycle of the monarch, so not only the adult butterfly, but the caterpillars as well.
I've got to imagine there was some pretty big excitement hearing that 9 of your butterflies were actually identified amongst what, probably, you know, tens of millions in central Mexico. What are the odds of that?
We looked into some of the data, and it looks like this has been going on since the 1990s. Monarch Watch and Kansas University has been doing this, and it ranges everything from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 200. And that depends on their location. Obviously, somebody releasing a butterfly in Texas is going to have a lot better odds, as well as the weather. I mean, there's probably a lot of luck that comes into this, that they just caught the right wind currents and were able to make that migration.
Ryan Walsh is with the Toledo Zoo. Thank you so much for getting us in the mood for seeing monarchs when spring and warm weather comes back to us, Ryan. Thanks so much.
Thank you.